Emancipation Square in Spanish Town St. Catherine is famous for being the site at which the Emancipation Proclamation abolishing slavery in all British colonies was read. And due to its overwhelming social and historical significance to Jamaica and the wider Caribbean, it is easy to overlook the fact that the square is widely regarded as one of the most architecturally beautiful heritage sites in the region. Emancipation Square is comprised of four buildings: Old King's House, the Old House of Assembly, the Old Courthouse, and Rodney's Memorial. All the buildings date back to the mid to late 1700s, sometime after Britain colonized Jamaica in 1655.
The one that was constructed first was the House of Assembly between 1756 to 1774. The second one is Old King's House, and that was built about 1762. It was finished. And then the third one, which is the Rodney Memorial Building, that was constructed about 1786. And the fourth building on the square is the Old Courthouse Building, which was built around 1819.
Architect and renowned heritage professional, Dr. Patricia Green. The buildings are all representative of the Jamaican Georgian style of architecture. The word Georgian references the four kings of Britain, all named George, who ruled in continuous succession from 1720 to 1840, during the period when this style of architecture was at its height. It is known for uniform buildings with symmetric features and intricate embellishments.
We in Jamaica have had our buildings built in the classical Georgian style from out of Europe, England, but then we have modified them for our climatic environment and our local social environment. So we have our buildings called Jamaica Georgian, and Spanish Town Square echoes this at the high end official level of construction.
The Old House of Assembly is a two-story brick building located on the east side of the square. The equivalent of today's Gordon House, it was where the laws of the land were debated and passed, and during the 18th century, it also housed the courts.
It's not just a plain brick building, but you have inserts of little black headers in between to give you some kind of modulation and architectural interest on the facade. Around the doors and some of the windows, you can see the details of classical architecture, which is called window surrounds or architraves, and these are made out of timber. And it was a radical design at the time, that a huge building built in a modern quote-unquote context, and yet it didn't carry all the refined details of classical, pure classical architecture.
The Old House of Assembly is considered one of the benchmark buildings establishing the Jamaican Georgian style of architecture. Old King's House was the official residence of the then governors of Jamaica, who were the predecessors of today's Governor General. King's House was an elaborate structure designed to be fit for the King of England.
It really was a building that came with the plans and designs straight out of Europe, and it was described as the most outstanding building of its kind in the Americas.
The structure was destroyed by fire in 1925, leaving only the main eastern facade and the stables. The facade is made of red bricks, and at the entrance features a beautiful high white portico. At the north of the square is the magnificent Rodney's Memorial, which commemorates British Admiral Lord Rodney's successful repulsion of a French invasion in 1782. Sculpted in a dress of a Roman general, Rodney's statue stands within a domed cupola temple with sculpted panel reliefs showing battle scenes. Several columns line the passage leading to the statue.
It's simply a memorial building. It has no practical use, and that's what memorials are. The columns are Corinthian columns, and it's designed in a particular semicircular mode, and it's pure design principles and spectacle.
The Old Courthouse was the last addition to the square, and mirrors the others in that it too was constructed of red brick. It was destroyed by fire in 1986, with only a section now representing its original construction. A two-story building, the ground floor was used for court business, and the upstairs housed the town hall. Like the Rodney Memorial, it also has a cupola. The courthouse is considered a fine example of true Jamaican Georgian architecture. We celebrate Emancipation Square in Spanish Town St. Catherine, one of Jamaica's and the wider Caribbean's seminal heritage sites.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.